Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Peaceful Mom Talk. Today we're going to talk about 5 secrets to happier, more obedient kids. Now, I think one of the things that moms really struggle with, myself included, is when your kids kind of get into this whining a lot or pushing back, and you really struggle with feeling frustrated and overwhelmed with even simple tasks like trying to get everybody out the door for an errand or an appointment, or even just getting dinner on the table. So I have come up with 5 secrets that I think will really make a big impact on helping your kids be happier overall, in a better mood, and more compliant when you are needing them to do something. Now, before we dive into these secrets, I kind of feel like I want to give a little disclaimer. I recently read an article called "I Don't Want Obedient Kids," or it was called something like that. And the article actually really made excellent points about how we want to raise our children to be free thinkers and not these sheeple that follow any leader without question. And I totally agree with that. I want my kids to have their own thoughts and opinions and ideas. I don't want them to just blindly follow any authority and believe something just because they were told it. I want them to research things for themselves. I want them to look into things and not necessarily buy into it just because they heard it on the radio or because they heard it on TV or because a doctor told them so or because they read it. I want them to question things and form their own thoughts and opinions. But I think that it's important to strike a balance. I do allow my kids to question the rules. I do give them room to negotiate or try to negotiate. And we definitely have conversations about when it is appropriate to break the rules. I try to really normalize and validate their feelings. And personally, I think there is a way that we can raise kids who are both expert negotiators and free thinkers when they're grown-ups, but also putting their shoes on now when they're asked as children the first time we ask. What do you think? I'm curious to hear from you. Do you think it's possible to raise kids who are free thinkers, but also ones that mind? I'm interested to hear what you say. Let me know. Send me an email. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's go ahead and dive into these 5 secrets to happier, more obedient kids. Secret number 1 that I want to talk about is catch them doing well. Now, one of the things that I tend to do as a mom is I take for granted when my kids are doing really well. when they're getting along, when they're listening, when they're doing all their chores and homework without complaint. To be honest, I kind of take that for granted. So one of the things that I try to do is really notice when they have done something well and let them know that I see them. For example, right after my youngest daughter was born, my oldest, she really stepped up to help me out. I mean, she took care of her brother, she fixed their snacks, she helped with the laundry, she really went above and beyond. But at the same time, I could kind of tell that she was feeling a little jealous of the new baby who was getting all the attention, which of course was totally normal. Late one night, I was thinking about how hard she was working for our family, and I thought, I really need to tell her how much I appreciate that. But she was asleep. It was late at night. So I sat down and I wrote her a letter of thanks. And I just expressed to her how much I was thankful for her and how much she blessed me when she helps us out as we're going through this new adjustment. And she cried when she read it. I mean, those simple words really meant a lot to her. And she still has the letter to this day. I'm not saying you have to sit down and write a long, heartfelt letter, but I think that just expressing to your children that you appreciate them, letting them know a quality that they have that you really admire. What is it that you really love about your children? Making sure that you tell them that often. Secret number two is set clear expectations and give warnings. Now, this probably isn't that much of a secret, but kids of all ages really do better when they know what to expect. If you know ahead of time that you have to run an errand, just simply telling your kids about it the day before so they can get mentally prepared for what's going to happen. Even my toddler does better when I explain to her where we're going and why. If I just pick her up and put her in the car seat without telling her anything, she's going to protest. And of course, we all would, right? One of the things that's also really important is if you need your child to stop doing what they're doing so that you can leave for an errand or do something else, be sure to give them a 5 to 10 minute warning. For example, don't walk in and say, "All right, it's time for bed. Come downstairs and brush your teeth right now." Instead, say, "All right, kids, there's 10 minutes until bedtime, and I'm going to set the timer. Once the timer goes off, it'll be time to come down and get ready." I think that is just more respectful than barging in and disrupting whatever was going on. And if they know for sure, okay, when this timer goes off, we have to do it, then they're going to be more compliant without the whining. I think that if we were to have this same thing happen to us, we wouldn't be very happy about it either. I mean, imagine if you're watching the series finale of your favorite show and you're just getting to the good part when your husband walks in and turns the TV off. I mean, you'd probably be pretty upset, wouldn't you? You'd probably say, "Hey, I was watching that." And the same is true for our kids when they're in the middle of playing a game or watching a show or putting together a puzzle. And we come in and expect them to instantly stop doing whatever they're doing the minute we ask them to. That's really hard for them. So let's give them a little time to wrap things up when we can. Secret number three is be consistent. And this is probably the most important tip. If you want your kids to be obedient, you absolutely must be consistent. No empty threats, no crazy punitive consequences. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I've overheard my own friends rapid fire threatening their kids. They'll say, if you don't stop that, you're going to timeout right now. I mean it, stop it or you're going to timeout. When I count to three, you're going to timeout. And just threat after threat after threat. And their children are not listening to them. They do not do what their parent has asked. And why is that? It's all the threatening and zero follow through. Whenever you set a limit with your child, be sure to give a clear, related consequence and follow through. Now, I usually give my kids one warning. So, for example, I'll gently say, if you continue to fight over that toy, I'm going to have to put it on top of the refrigerator for the rest of the day. This is your only warning. I need you guys to work it out together. And then, if I hear them arguing over it again, the toy goes on top of the refrigerator for the rest of the day. That's it. And let me tell you a secret. When I first started doing this, I had toys on the top of my refrigerator all the time. And now, it's probably been a couple of years since I've had a toy on the top of my refrigerator. It works. And what ended up happening is, my kids became really good problem solvers. They will work it out between themselves. Now, a note about discipline here. This is called peaceful mom talk for a reason, and that is, I ascribe to a more gentle parenting type philosophy. I'm really all about peaceful parenting, you know, without the yelling and punitive punishment. I try to give natural consequences when I discipline my children. I tend to lean towards connecting with the child instead of punishing them. And I try to make sure whatever the consequence is, that there isn't any shaming or harshness, but it's related to whatever the issue is. Secret number four is use a reward system. And this is also kind of fun to do. A lot of times, kids will respond much better to a reward than to a threat. Now, I started homeschooling my son this year, and he wasn't too thrilled about it. He would much rather play than do any type of homeschool worksheet or math problems. And to begin with, I tried threatening. I said, you know, if you don't sit down here and do your work with me, I'm going to take away the iPad. And honestly, that just left both of us really stressed out. It wasn't any fun for him. It definitely wasn't any fun for me. So I decided to make him a sticker chart. I just drew a racetrack. He's really into cars. So in my non-artistic abilities, drew him a little sticker chart. And every day that he happily did his work and tried his best, he would get a happy face sticker on his chart. And I told him that when he got 5 happy faces, he would get a small prize. And if he got a whole entire chart full of happy faces, he would get a big surprise. And he actually filled up his whole chart with happy faces. And we are both much happier and he is learning so much more. Secret number 5 is pour on the attention. The fact of the matter is, kids crave attention. And if you aren't giving your child attention, if you are distracted by your phone or whatever's going on with getting dinner on the table or work or whatever it is, your children are going to act out in order to receive any type of attention. Whenever you can, spend one-on-one time with your kids. If they come up to you and tell you about dinosaurs for the 49,000th time, look at them and smile. Make eye contact when you're talking. Put your hand on their shoulder. Rub their head. I know you're busy, but if you want them to act out less, you have to pour on the attention. And if you listen now when they're younger, they're going to talk to you when they're older. Make them feel important. Let them know that you are thankful that they're your child. Go on a mommy-daughter date or a mommy-son date, or even just have a tea party in the floor in the middle of your living room. It doesn't have to be anything major, but really invest in pouring into them with the attention and the nurturing. Now, I know this podcast is called 5 Secrets to Happier, More Obedient Kids, but I'm going to give you a little bonus secret, and that is keep the end in mind. Remember your why. Why do you desire to be a peaceful parent? Why do you want a close bond with your kids? How do you want them to remember you when they're grown up? For me, I really want my kids to look back on their childhood and say, man, my mama really loved me. I want my kids to remember feeling safe and loved, wanted, accepted, valued, and respected. So on the really hard days, when there's spilled milk and crumbs everywhere and tantrums, remember your why. Why is it that you're working so hard to be a peaceful parent? How is it that you want your children to feel? When they look back on their childhood, how is it that you want them to remember you? That's all I have for you today. I hope these tips were really helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more or just get a recap, please feel free to visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com. You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.